11 Miami, 96-71 the final. I'm Sam Farber. This is NBC Sports Radio.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201.
You don't usually get a stop.
Shotgun snap to Connor Bosler. Takes that snap, play action, dumps it deep, wide open, target in the end zone. It's a touchdown to Colwood. That pass goes 18 yards, and Dally scores first in the 2014 Show Me Bowl.
Kekek asking for the set and rips it cross court. Otek digs it out, gets it back, rips it up, and wins it for St. Pius. 25-10 in the second set. And St. Pius sweeps North County. The Lancers back in the state brackets for the fifth straight season.
3, 2, 1, go!
Monk against the four-man front with the ball on the left hash. Takes the snap. Steps up. Flush from the pocket. Running left. Now got a room up the middle. 15-10 to the 5. To the house. To the house. He runs over a defender who can't get up. And Missouri's got the lead.
Here's the pitch. Off speed, swung on, lifted high in the air, left field. Left fielder going back, looking up. It's off the pole and a home run. A two-run jack by Minersagan to walk off the West County Bulldogs to the state quarterfinal. Three for Aaron Booth. Doesn't go. Rebound Mineral Area College. And now it's just a waiting game. 5 seconds left. Janika Mason holds the ball. And your Mineral Area College Cardinals are Region 16 tournament champions.
Time now for a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
Doubleheader today. The Mac Lady Cardinals are up first, taking on Region 16 rival State Fair. Then the men's teams will do battle next. Not as much on the line for this women's game. All of the Region 16 seedings are done with. We know Mineral Area will be the one and State Fair will be the two. Plus, Mineral Area has already wrapped up the conference with Jeffco beating State Fair on Wednesday. Don't think that means that the Lady Cards won't be playing hard, though. We'll talk to Gary Cuck about that here shortly. The men's game does carry a little bit more meaning. This is for the conference championship for the men's game tonight. The Three Rivers Raiders will share the conference championship with whoever wins between State Fair and Mineral Area College. And plus, State Fair is playing for a bye in the Region 16 tournament. If they lose, they will drop to below Moberly and will have to settle for the 4 seed and host that 4-5 play-in game. So this means a lot for the State Fair Roadrunners here tonight on the men's side. Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals, they are 21-5, 8-1 inside Region 16, ranked 24th in the nation. State Fair is ranked 20th in the nation, despite already losing once to Mineral Area this year, 67-60, 6-3 inside Region 16. And again, they'll be the 2 seed in next week's Region 16 tournament. 20-6 for the State Fair Roadrunners. Let's take a 30-second break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Mineral Area College women's basketball coach Gary Cuck. That's next on Kicking Country, J98 The Boot.
A
people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-973-6563. 1-800-973-6563. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-973-6563. 1-800-973-6563.
College today for a doubleheader on J98 The Boot. The MAC women's basketball team set to take on State Fair in the first game here. Gary Cuck is with us now. Coach, congratulations on a conference championship and the top spot in Region 16. We thought maybe today would be for those two things. Turned out not to be the case. So congratulations. How's it feel to already have it locked up?
Well, it's unusual. And it feels wonderful. Now we got to go out and play.
Yeah, what does that mean for this game? Because, like you said, you're already the one seed, you're already the conference champion. Do you try not to show them too much, or is this still important to win this game because they're a ranked team? It could possibly help you maybe for an at-large bid later down the road.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. We're going to play our basketball. You know, somebody asked me, are you going to rest her? Are you going to rest her? Are you going to rest them? And we're not resting anybody. We're going to play our normal lineup. We're going to play our game and hopefully smooth it all out. Keep it going.
They've been upset a couple of times in Region 16 play this year, and three times if you count their loss to you, which I don't, but still the loss to Crowder, the loss to Jeffco. Do you feel like they're going to be kind of coming in here like a wounded animal and a little bit more motivated than they would have been considering things haven't quite gone their way here recently?
I think so, big time, because of the reason of it's their last home game. It's homecoming. They lost to us at our place, and they are got the chip on their shoulder. I agree with you wholeheartedly. They'll be coming out with blood.
When you beat them in Park Hills, what do you feel like the difference was? Why were you able to get that one done?
You know, I always think it's our defense, you know, but you have to say that we hit shots at the right time, and when our shots are falling, we're pretty good. Our defense was excellent. We held them, I think it was under 50 points, wasn't it? It was something to that effect, maybe 45, maybe it was 55, but under 60 points, which is our goal per game, you know. That's one of the things we have up on our goal list, defensive goals, and if we accomplish that, we usually win.
They made a run at you late. I believe it was right at 60 is what they ended up scoring,
okay.
But it was late points, and you had the game in control.
Yeah.
Have they changed anything up since the last time you played them, or
well,
is they the same team?
It didn't look. Todd and I went to Jeffco the other night and watched their game with Jeffco, and they were the same. They played a lot of people that night, more than I've ever seen them play. But, you know, he's had a few kids injured, and I think he was kind of saving those kids for down the road here in this game and then the playoffs next week.
You've made the point that this game is still important to you and the coaching staff, still need to win this game. Is that the same from the girls' vantage point? Are they still, you know, ready to go for this game, considering, again, they've got everything locked up right now?
You know, I really think they want it also. I visit with several of them as the week went on, and I know quite a few of them want this one too. You know, let's face it. I think every game is important to us. I really believe that. It doesn't matter if it's for last place or first place or where it falls in the season and all that kind of stuff. I think you should go out and play your best every time you go out. I think you should practice your best every time you hit the floor. You know, one of my old players is here tonight recruiting. She's at the University of Texas, San Antonio, and she says, I remember, she played 6-7 years in the pros, and she said, I remember my last practice. I couldn't wait for it. I was just so excited for my last practice as a player, and that's the way you got to look at it and train your mind. And if you can get kids to train themselves that way, you got something.
Is there any? How much thought was put into, if at all, the thought of, you know, maybe not trying to show too much today, or maybe resting players? Was that even thought about, or was that not even on your mind?
No,
it's
not.
Just 30 seconds after this interview.
You know, what we do is what we do. You know, pack line defense for 13 years in Region 16. And when I took over the Jeffco program 13 years ago, I went to St. Louis U. They were running the pack line, and Brad Soderberg was the coach. And I went every Friday for 3 Fridays, and he spent 2 hours with me each Friday and to learn the pack line. And then I started applying it in our practices there and so forth. We've run the same thing. Now, we'll put a twist to it. We do some switching in it, and we do some pressing out of it and that kind of thing, but it's the pack line. And, you know, somebody asked me on the way down here today, they said, did you play any zone this year? And I said, no, we haven't played zone in 2 years. We haven't played a lick of zone in 2 years. So, you know, there's nothing that's changing. And our offense is basically small sets with motion in it. And we copied a little dribble drive stuff, you know, that we've had over the years. So, no, it's what we got. I don't really teach a lot, you know. As far as changing this, changing that, trying to diamond and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. We don't do a lot of that stuff.
I know you've been impressed with a lot of their personnel, especially Zanisha Dickerson, because you recruited her yourself.
Yes.
Last game, you were able to control her, not let her kind of go off against you. You feel like if you do that again, you'll be in pretty good shape?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, they got number 11. I can't, Thelma Williams, I believe her name is. Yeah. That I think right now emerging is tied up with Zanesha as far as best player and that kind of thing. She's a great rebounder. She'll score. She'll, you know, do the stuff on defense. She'll dive on the floor. I like her a lot. So they'll be tough. They're very athletic. They're very, very well coached. You know, that's a good team. It's a good team.
Especially on their floor on their homecoming.
Yeah,
Coach.
Yeah. They haven't lost here this year. They haven't lost a game here. So it's tough playing here.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Gary Kelk here on J98 The Boot. We have tip-off coming up.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now, with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the Crown Collision Center opening tip-off is won by State Fair. The Roadrunners come up empty on their first possession. Mineral Area College back on their possession. They come up empty. It's a State Fair turnover, and now Mineral Area is out on the break. Janika, or rather, Kenzie Jones is going to try to take it to the rack. Got stripped of the basketball. The ball is out of bounds. State Fair turns it over for the second time. Mineral Area also had a three-point basket right there come in from Haley Winter, so it's 3-0. Mineral Area College and the Lady Cardinals with the ball with 8 minutes and 27 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Lady Cardinals to end inbound. They're starting Josie Long, Haley Winter, Kinsey Jones, Courtney Kiekak, and Janika Mason tonight, the five normal starters. For State Fair, it's Thelma Williams, Sierra Claiborne, Kendra Boone, Ajana Oaks, and Sierra Claiborne. Here's a drive of the baseline. And Haley Winter is able to get past her defender, lay it up and in, and it's 5-0 Mineral Area to start out. So the Mac Lady Cardinals, ranked 24th in the nation, 21-5 overall, 8-1 in the region, and 11-2 on the road this year. State Fair 20-6 overall, 6-3 in the region, but 12-0 at home, like you heard Coach Cox say. Three-pointer misses by Sierra Claiborne, and Janika Mason is there to get the rebound. Got a big note for Janika Mason coming up. She's going for a big milestone here tonight. A pass into the front court stolen away by Sierra Claiborne. And it's Sierra Claiborne on the break back the other way. Did not have numbers. Still, though, able to beat Kinsey Jones back and lay it up and in. Sierra, their best scorer on average at 11.7 points per game. Mineral Area turning it over for the first time. So Lady Cardinals lead 5-2. Janika Mason left wing bounces it to the baseline. Too far out in front of Courtney Kiekak. Mineral Area turns it over on back-to-back possessions. And possession to State Fair trailing 5-2. Running point for the State Fair Lady Roadrunners, Sierra Claiborne. There's Sarah and there's Sierra. And Sarah goes 5'8", sophomore guard out of Chicago. They're both out of Chicago, Illinois, sisters. Here's a pass to the left elbow for Boone. She swings it back out to Sierra Claiborne, guarded by Haley Winter. 15 on the shot clock, and Haley Winter closed out and fouled. Clock stops at 7 minutes and 21 seconds left to go in the first quarter from State Fair Community College in Sedalia, Missouri. We're in the Fred Davis Multipurpose Building. Great venue for junior college sports. Look at an inbounds play for the State Fair Roadrunners near side of the floor at the three-quarter court mark from Ajana Oaks, and it's Josie Long to guard that inbound. State Fair makes a substitution. Coming out is Sarah Claiborne, and coming in, Zanisha Dickerson, the team's second leading scorer. Doesn't get the start in this ball game. Inbound is in to Thelma Williams. She gives it to Zanisha Dickerson, and Courtney Kiekak was able to shut her down pretty well with help in Park Hills, and Courtney comes out to guard her and forces a turnover. Zanisha tries to drive left side, and the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover State Fair, their third. Ball back to Mineral Area College with 7:10 remaining in the first quarter. Lady Cardinals cross into the front court. It's Mineral Area working right to left in this first half. State Fair goes left to right. Lady Cardinals have the red road uniforms on. State Fair with the white uniforms. Courtney Kiekak drives on Zanisha Dickerson. Zanisha over for the block, but they'll get her for the foul as well. And that puts Courtney at the free throw line. Mineral Area offensively has been solid this year at 74 points per game. Bread and butter, though, has been defense for the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals this season. They've played lockdown defense for the most part. Foul on Dickerson is her first. Team foul number one against the Roadrunners. Courtney Kiekak at the free throw line, and she hits her first. Courtney, a 69% free throw shooter who averages 8.2 points per game. Courtney also gets 4.8 rebounds per game. And she's the first Lady Cardinal not named Haley Winter to get on the scoreboard in this one. She goes 1-of-2 from the line. State Fair had the rebound, but Josie Long took it away. Pass down to the low post for Courtney Kiekak, and Kiekak splits a double team to lay it up and in off the dime from Josie Long after Josie had gotten the steal. Great hustle play by Josie Long to set that up, and now Mineral Area leads 8-2 over State Fair, who toward the end of the season definitely not playing their best basketball. A big overtime upset loss at Jefferson College on Wednesday night by 4 points. It was huge for Jeffco to get that win. What a pass this is from Dickerson to the streaking Claiborne, who lays it up and in off the feed. Claiborne has 4 points. Dickerson gets the assist that time, and it's 8-4. Josie Long attacks on the other side, hangs in the air, draws the foul, missed the shot, but goes to the free throw line. Back to that Jefferson College win for the Lady Vikings. That locked up the 5 seed for them, and it ensured that Mineral Area would get the 1 seed in the tournament and win the conference. So the natural rivals, Lady Cardinals and Lady Vikings, Mineral Area vacating Jefferson College for that big upset on Wednesday night. Before the free throws come, we'll get a timeout. Kevin Bucher of State Fair, 8-4. Mineral Area leads on the road at the Roadrunner. 6:22 left in the first, and we break for 30 seconds on Kickin' Country. J98 the boot.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Josie Long able to hit the first free throw coming out of the timeout. Mineral Area extends the lead now to 9-4 here on J98 The Boot. KTJJ Farmington Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve Park Hills. Josie hits both free throws for her first 2 points of the game. The sophomore out of Marble Hill, Missouri, Woodland High School product. Makes it 10-4 Mineral Area. Zanisha Dickerson runs point, gets it into the front court. Courtney Keekat guarding her and forces another turnover. This time it's a travel. Turnover State Fair is their fifth already. State Fair is celebrating homecoming tonight with this doubleheader, and the Lady Cardinals out in front by 6 in the early going after beating State Fair by 7 earlier in the season. Kinsey Jones faces a double team as she walks the ball in the front court but passes off. Courtney Keekat, far side corner, pumps and drives, leaves it underneath for Rafaela. Rafaela swings out to winner for 3, missed the 3, and the rebound to Claiborne. Rafaela just checking into the game for Janika Mason. Claiborne drives on the other side, looks to kick out and threw it away. She was looking for Zanisha Dickerson, but not a great pass, and another State Fair turnover gives it back to Mineral Area College with 5:51 remaining in this first. Lady Cardinals looking to get to 22 wins going into the Region 16 tournament. Mineral Area, of course, the defending Region 16 champion. And they won the conference this year for the second time in 3 years. They shared it a couple years ago. They win it outright this year, so they get to hang that banner in the offseason. Rafaela tries a deep three. It doesn't go. And the rebound to State Fair looked like Mineral Area may have gone over the back trying to get that board. And it's going to be Courtney Keekak picking up the foul. Three fouls against the Lady Cardinals. Courtney picks up her first. 5:34 remains in the first. 10-4 Mineral Area leads. State Fair going to make a substitution. Kevin Booker looking dapper tonight with his white suit jacket on and the black pants. Coming off is Thelma Williams. And coming into the game for the first time is Brianna Lamar, 5'5" freshman point guard out of Detroit, Michigan. But she won't run point this time. She'll get it into Claiborne. He'll walk it up the floor. Mineral Area not pressing, and they're going to play that man-to-man defense. Kinsey Jones comes out to guard the ball. Pass to the top of the key, back out to Lamar, left wing, far side corner, Zanisha. One hands it down low for Boone. Boone goes over the top of Janika Mason, able to lay it up and in. Strong Kendra Boone. She's got good post numbers at 5 rebounds per game and 5 points per game, and it's now 10-6. State Fair gets a little bit closer. Rafaela ahead of the circle on the offensive end, throws it left wing, winner, fakes it right, takes it left, kicks out right wing 3. Josie Long buried it. Josie out to a good start here. She's got 5 first quarter points, 13-6. Mineral Area, Josie a 35% 3-point field goal shooter, and then she nearly forced the turnover on the other side, knocking the ball out of the grasp of Danae Cole. It goes out of bounds off of Mineral Area. State Fair keeps possession with 25 to shoot, 4:51 to play in the first quarter. Mineral Area leads by a touchdown at 13-6. Roadrunners will trigger from the far sideline, far side corner. It comes in from Boone to Claiborne. Claiborne's got it left wing. Overhead pass inside to Boone. She's got the size advantage over Janika Mason, but pulls up and shoots and missed the shot strong. Rebound Mineral Area. Two passes up the floor, and it's to Josie Long near side corner. Up top between the circles, Haley Winner. Pass off to Rafaela. Now right wing, Kinsey Jones. Jones scans the defense as State Fair mans it up in the half court. Pass back to the half court to Josie Long. Long over to Haley Winter, who sets up the offense with 12 seconds on the shot clock. Over to the left wing, Janika Mason holds the ball right hip, fakes left, takes it right, out of double team, stepped around it and put it up and in. Janika Mason scoring for the first time tonight. She is on 29 straight games of double-figure scoring dating back to last year. So if she gets 10 points tonight, that'll be 30 straight for the sophomore who's headed to Tennessee Martin next year. What a find she has been for the Mac Letty Cardinals over the last 2 years. A drive in from Cole, kick out. Dickerson takes the deep three. Josie Long closed out, deed it up nicely. Shot missed wide right, and Dickerson off to a slow start again this year against Mineral Area. Lady Cardinals into the front court with Kinsey Jones. Rafaela, left wing, leaves it for Haley Winter. Winter drives on her man. Reverse layup, missed it. Just didn't get enough English off the glass, and the rebound to Lamar of State Fair. She races it up the near side of the floor, comes across the timeline with it. Gets a screen, steps back between the circles. Kinsey Jones out to guard. Now down to the right block. It's Dickerson going right at Rafaela. Rafaela stands in the way and forces another missed Dickerson shot. Zanisha putting up the high volume of shots, but nothing has fallen so far. Mineral Area leads 15-6 with 3:17 left to go in this first quarter. Kinsey Jones into the front court, throws it left wing for Josie Long. Long to Janika Mason, still left side of the arc. She's waiting for something to develop, lobs it right wing. A deep pull-up jumper from Rafaela missed. Nice job crashing the glass. Josie Long, fadeaway jumper, missed. Another offensive rebound. Janika Mason, stick back, won't go. And this time the defensive board goes to Sierra Claiborne. Lady Cardinals, though, playing like they want this game, which is good to see early on. Zanisha Dickerson drives the baseline and again misses a layup. She's been frustrated, and it's carried over into her shots. Now a pass up the floor is kicked out of bounds off of State Fair, and it's Mineralaria ball with a 15-6 lead. 2:46 left to go in this first quarter. Josie Long's going to come off. Alex Mills into the game for the first time. Alex, 5'8", sophomore out of Alton, Missouri. And it'll be Mills to trigger, throwing it in from about the scorer's table. Three-quarters of the way up the floor, but she's going to throw it into the backcourt for Kenzie Jones. Steps across the timeline, and the Lady Cardinals set it up with 22 to shoot. First game of our doubleheader tonight from Sedalia, home of the Missouri State Fair. Here's a Janika Mason pass right baseline to Kenzie Jones, but she steps back outside the arc. 10 seconds to shoot. Changes directions, crosses over, stops, throws it mid-post. Janika Mason backs her man down, goes up with a right hand, put it in, but they'll wave it off. They'll call an offensive foul on Janika Mason. They get her for the charge, and Mineralaria gives it up to State Fair. Janika picks up just her first team foul, number 4. 2:25 remains in the first. Mineralaria still with that 15-6 lead. Lady Cardinals back up in their half-court defense where they'll man it up, and it'll be Claiborne to walk it into the front court. This is Sarah Claiborne with it. Leaves it at the head of the circle. Now Danae Cole. Cole crosses over, working on Mills. Drives in, swings out. Right wing, Claiborne. Sarah Claiborne, overhead pass back up top to Cole. 15 to shoot. Left wing pass, Lamar. Lamar with the jab step, couldn't drive. Throws to the corner, far side corner. Three ball taken and missed by Mary Ware. Rebound, Mineralaria College. Kenzie Jones, she quickly gets it the other way. Courtney Kitkat, far side corner. Right wing, it's two. Kenzie Jones. Jones backs up toward half court, bounces it to the head of the circle for Janika Mason. It was a give and go, but the go wasn't quite on point. So Janika held on to it wisely. Throws back to the left wing. Kenzie Jones, near side corner, key kick, and a bad pass down to the post. But Mason goes up high to get it. She's caught in a triple team. 4 seconds to shoot. Swing out near side corner. Courtney Kekek. She'll pull up and shoot and miss. Did not catch rim. It'll be a shot clock violation. That was a great defensive stand for the State Fair Roadrunners there with 1:30 left to play in the first quarter. 15-6, Mineralaria still leads. Sarah Claiborne to bring the ball up the floor. State Fair struggling to get points early. Sierra Claiborne has 4. Kendra Boone has 2, and they've turned it over 6 times. Left wing, Claiborne throws up top to Ware. Now right wing, Cole, near side corner. Then an overhead pass back out to the left wing. Here's a deep catch and release 3. It's off the mark, and the rebound to Rafaela. Rafaela's holding the ball, looking for somebody to give it off to. Finally does get it to Janika, who gives to Kenzie, who comes across the timeline. 65 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Kenzie pulls up to shoot. Would have been a deep 2. It missed off back rim. Rebound, State Fair with Ware. Ware throws it up ahead. Lamar. Lamar had to save it from going out of bounds. She threw it to Courtney Kekak, who couldn't control it, knocked it out, and it's off of Mineralaria and the ball to State Fair Roadrunners with 54 seconds remaining in the first. Haley Winter has had enough of a break. She's going to come back in. Kenzie Jones comes off the floor. Also back into the game for State Fair is Thelma Williams. They call her 2-2. Thelma 2-2 Williams, 5'10", sophomore out of Detroit, Michigan. Coming off was Ware. State Fair with the ball, 23 on the shot clock, 53 on the game clock, first quarter. Up top, Williams pumps on the 3, got Courtney Kekek in the air, drove past her but missed the layup. Offensive rebound right back to Thelma Williams. This time she'll finish right hand, right side. Thelma, 9.8 point per game score, scores for the first time in this one. It's 15-8, State Fair within 7. Courtney Kekek quickly in the front court but caught in a double-team trap, far side corner, and bailed out by a cheap foul against the State Fair Roadrunners. Mineralaria will take that. They're going to get Claiborne for that. That's Sarah Claiborne who picked it up. It's the third against State Fair and the first against Sarah. 34 seconds on the game clock, 30 on the shot clock, a 4-second differential. Far side corner, the trigger from Haley Winter as the Lady Cardinals lead it by 7 at 15-8. Looking for the season sweep over the State Fair Roadrunners. Tough to beat these guys on the road. Inbound comes into Courtney Kekek. Bobble it, got it back to the far side corner for Haley Winter. Winter passes all the way across the lane to Alex Mills, who pulls up off balance and missed the shot from about 10 feet out. It was a great pass, not a great shot. Into the front court after the rebound goes to State Fair. It is Lamar. Lamar throws up top. Now right wing to Danae Cole. Shot clock turned off. She attacks middle of the lane. Draws a foul on her way in. Foul called on the floor. It's the 5th against Mineralaria. And that puts State Fair at the free throw line in the bonus. The new rules working out pretty well, I'd say, this year for women's basketball with the 4 quarters and the bonus starting at 5 and then the timeout there in the final minute that can get you to inbound it in your front court, although Mineralaria missed an opportunity to possibly use that in their favor in a loss earlier this year to Illinois Central. First free throw is good from Danae Cole, 7.1 point per game score.
Danae is from Rogersville, Missouri, a 5'9" freshman, and she hits both. 15-10, State Fair Roadrunners on a 4-0 run, back to within five. Now the Roadrunners will press, and they'll force the turnover. A wayward pass finds Thelma Williams. Williams throws to the top of the key for Lamar. She pulls up and shoots with 7 seconds and missed it. Janika Mason able to get the rebound. She gives to Haley Winter with 1 second in the front court. Alex Mills is going to run out of time. She pulled up and shot and scored it, but did not see how much time she had left and shot it about 2 seconds too late. Minter Leary with a 5-point lead going to the second quarter from State Fair, 15-10. We'll talk to you in 1 minute on J98.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had, anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
The Mac Lady Cardinals with a 5-point lead at 15-10. We're about to start the second quarter. These two teams played on January 23rd in Park Hills when Mac won 67-60. And after the first quarter of that game, Mac was up by four at 16-12. Leading the way in that game for State Fair was Thelma Williams with 16, Sarah Claiborne with 14, and Sarah Claiborne with 13. Tanisha Dickerson was held to 9. Mineral Area had Courtney Keekak with a career-high 20 points in that contest. That was on the Mineral Area homecoming. If you remember now, we're on State Fair's homecoming here tonight. Mac Lady Cardinals shot 33% in that first quarter. State Fair shot 28%, and Mac out-rebounded State Fair 9-8 with a look inside. The numbers provided by Randy Skaggs. Pull-up left baseline jumper right out of the break. Josie Long buries it from 16 feet, and Long gets out to a great start. She's got 7 points to lead the way for the Mac Lady Cardinals. Mac extends it now to a 7-point lead once more, 17-10. State Fair Roadrunners, it is Danae Cole setting it up on the offensive end. She has it right side of the arc, then goes left side of the arc. Dribble weave handoff. Thelma Williams attacks and kicks. Near side corner for three. Claiborne missed. Josie Long had the rebound, couldn't hold on to it. She was pushed, nothing called. State Fair comes out of there with the ball. Thelma Williams comes up with it. Lamar getting away with the push. Now Sierra Claiborne takes it left side of the arc. Mineral Area stays man-to-man. Up top, Danae Cole. 17 to shoot. Throws it right wing for Lamar. Near side corner. Thelma Williams with the white headband on. Right wing back to Lamar. Dangerous pass all the way across the floor. Far side corner. Claiborne. Claiborne tried to dribble it in, then stepped back, but she's covered up. Gave it up to Danae Cole. Cole shot off balance and covered up and missed wide right. Rebound, Janika Mason. She gives to Kinsey Jones. Here comes Kinsey across center court. Lady Cardinals up top, 17-10, playing some good defense early on. Janika Mason, top of the key. Left wing pass, Josie Long. Up top again to Kinsey between the circles. Left wing back to Josie Long. Josie got a screen, had a lane, didn't drive on it, passed off instead. Top of the key, Kinsey. Right wing, Haley Winter. Winter gets the screen. She's going to drive left side, then kick. Left wing three, Courtney Keekak missed it wide right. Janika Mason got the rebound, spins to the basket and finishes. Janika Mason has 4 points in this one. 19-10, Mineral Area leads with 8 minutes and 8 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Sierra Claiborne slowly back the other way. Stops right wing, hands it off to Thelma Williams. Courtney Keekak out to guard her. Up top, Danae Cole. Pass over to the left wing for Lamar. 10 to shoot. Inside they go. Little turnaround jumper. Janika Mason with the block. Now there's a fight for the loose ball on the floor. Janika comes up with it, and we get a loose ball foul called against the State Fair Roadrunners. Actually, not a loose ball foul because Janika had it, and they fouled her. It's a turnover against State Fair. The block shot from Amber Braxton. Janika Mason came over and just rejected that. State Fair turns it over now for the seventh time. So that foul is the first of the second quarter against the Roadrunners and the first against Sierra Claiborne. State Fair is going to press full court.
and the Leti Cardinals trying to figure a way through it. Full court man-to-man press here, and Haley Winter lobs to the half court for Kenzie Jones. Jones now stops right elbow, throws far side corner for Janika. Janika tiptoes the baseline. Dickerson trying to keep her away from the basket and does this time. The swing back outside comes to Haley Winter. Winter's between the circles with 11 on the shot clock. Mack holding a 9-point advantage at 19-10. Second quarter action, 7:24 before we go to half. Left wing, Josie Long up top with 4 seconds to shoot. Haley Winter, the deep three, you know it. And Mineralary now leads 22-10 here on the road with 7:14 to play in the second. Haley Winter with her second three, 8 points in the game. Her and Josie Long have been leading the way for Mineralary. A little bit of Janika Mason mixed in. Right wing Claiborne, left wing Danae Cole. Cole guarded by Haley Winter, throws the far side corner. Here's a deep three, and the answer for State Fair, and the shot good from Ajana Oaks. She scores for the first time in this one. She's a 3.4 point per game scorer, so she's already pretty much at that average, and Mineralary calls a timeout. 22-13, Cardinals lead with 6:52 left to go in the second quarter, and we're back in 30 seconds on J98.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Haley Winter is 2 of 3 from beyond the arc for Mineralary College, who leads 22-13 with 6:45 left to go in this second quarter from State Fair Community College in Sedalia. Lady Cardinals with the ball, and Haley Winter's got it at the left wing, guarded by Lamar. She finds Courtney Kikek sneaking in the back door, but Courtney passes back out. High post, Janika Mason drives right side and takes it to the rim and lays it in. Janika with 6, 24-13, Lady Cardinals. State Fair off to a slow start here tonight. Into the front court, Claiborne. Claiborne gives up top to Danae Cole. Right wing back to Claiborne. Overhead pass, back up top, Danae Cole. Cole trying to back her man down at the left elbow, then swings it out. Zanisha Dickerson, she's got some range, tries the three and buries it for the first time. Don't let her get it going because she's kind of streaky in that way. Once she hits one, they all start falling. She hits her first field goal, give her 3 points. She averages 11.2 points per game. 24-15, Roadrunners within 9. Kenzie Jones back the other way. Right wing throws up top to Janika Mason. Mid-post Courtney Kikek spins. Left-hand scoop doesn't go. Janika Mason, offensive rebound, caught in a double team. Swings it out to a wide-open Kenzie Jones, who doesn't shoot, instead drives and leaves it right baseline for Janika Mason, who then travels. Matt gives it up for the sixth time. After everybody collapsed on Janika Mason down low, I thought for sure somebody was going to get an open three. Kinsey didn't shoot it, instead drove it, and it led to an eventual turnover. 5:38 left to go in the second quarter. State Fair Roadrunner basketball. And on the offensive end, Lamar swings it inside. This is to Zanisha Dickerson, backing down Courtney Kikek. Courtney again forces the missed shot. A little spin, turnaround jump that misses too strong. Rebound, Leti Cardinals across the timeline. It's Kenzie Jones, right wing Haley Winter, up top Janika Mason, left block Courtney Kikek, goes high over her defender, but missed the shot. Loose ball comes underneath to Haley Winter, and her putback won't go, but she got shoved at the back, and it puts Haley at the free throw line. Mineralary getting second and third opportunities galore in this one. We'll take that. Haley back to the stripe, and that foul called against Ajana Oaks, her second team foul, number two. Winter at the free throw line. She's been around 80% all season long and hits this one. That gives her 9 points on the night. Mineralary, a 72% free throw shooting team. Haley Winter, to be exact, is at 75% now on the year. 25-15, Leti Cardinals after the first free throw goes down. How about number two? Rafaela's into the game for Janika Mason, by the way. And both free throws are good from Haley Winter, and she has double figures. 26-15, Mack on top of the State Fair Roadrunners. Leti Cardinals back it up in a half-court defense. Bringing it across center stripe is Sierra Claiborne, who leaves it between the circles for Zanisha Dickerson, far side of the floor. Left wing pass to Danae Cole, back up top to Dickerson. Overhead back to Danae Cole, left wing. We get a whistle. This is away from the ball, and looks like it's going to be a foul against Mineralary College. It is their first of the second quarter. I'm looking to see who they called it on, though. They called it on Rafaela, it looks like, for her first. I guess, for a hold. Left baseline trigger will come in for the State Fair Roadrunners, and throwing it in will be Kendra Boone. She fires it in left side of the arc for Claiborne. Claiborne has a double team coming out on her, looking to trap. And we force a turnover. It's actually an offensive foul, and it goes against State Fair. The third one against the Roadrunners in the second. They call Kendra Boone for that one, her first. Mineralaria's got it back, looking good early on here. 4 minutes and 46 seconds left to go in the second. Mac trying to be the first team to beat State Fair in Sedalia this season. Get another big win over a ranked team. Courtney Kikak, top of the key, pumps on the three, then drives left side. She got Dickerson off balance, but she traveled on her way in. So Mineralaria gives it up for the seventh time. Turnovers mounting up on both sides. Eight for the Roadrunners, seven for the Cardinals. State Fair basketball. Boy, has been pretty partial to the State Fair uniforms. White and then powder blue trim. Powder blue numbers and letters with the powder blue trim. Most of them with powder blue shoes as well. Roadrunners have it at the right wing in the front court. Claiborne gets it down low for Boone. Boone tries to lean one in, couldn't do it. Josie Long with a nice rebound. She gives to Haley Winter. She races up the middle of the floor, throws it up ahead, but intercepted by Zanisha Dickerson lurking back there as the free safety. She's going to try to go all the way on the break. She'll miss the right hand layup on the right side. Offensive rebound, Thelma Williams put back good, and one. So Mac turns it over. It leads to the Thelma Williams bucket after the Zanisha Dickerson miss. And Thelma to the free throw line looking for the three-point play. Now, she landed hard on her back after that, so they're going to help her up off the floor, and hopefully she's okay. Josie Long picks up the foul, her second, and team foul number two. Thelma Williams, nearly 10 points per game on the season. She was one of the players Coach Gary Cuck was worried about in pregame, and rightfully so. She's a sophomore. She's at 69%. On the year from the free throw line. She seems to be okay. She gets back up and gathers herself, and she'll toe that line right now. We're brought to you by Brad Booten Auto Body of Ironton, Fleet's Equipment in St. Genevieve, Home Pools and Spas in Ludington, Crown Collision Center, Farmington, and New Era Bank of Farmington. Josie Long comes off. Laura Dick is into the game for the first time for Gary Cuck's club. 26-17 Mineralaria, but Thelma Williams has a chance to chip into that right now at the free throw line, looking to convert the three-point play. She cannot. She missed off back rim. Rafaela able to get the board. Lady Cardinals five on the floor right now are Haley Winter, Rafaela, Courtney Kikek, Laura Dick, and Kenzie Jones. A lob into the front court to beat the press comes to Laura Dick. Laura Dick, a good role player off the bench. Now all of a sudden the Lady Cardinals have numbers, a three-on-two and a jumper from the free throw line. Courtney Kikek is banked in. We'll take it however we can get it. Courtney Kikek has 5 points in the contest, 28-17 Mineralaria. Mid-post, they go to Boone. Left wing kick out to Dickerson. Now far side corner for three. Claiborne missed it. Rebound is tipped to State Fair. Then Laura Dick gets called for a hold. Not a great sequence for Laura Dick right there. The rebound came right to her. She accidentally knocked it over to Thelma Williams and then held Thelma Williams after the fact. So Laura Dick picks up the fourth against the Lady Cards and the first against her personally. It is State Fair basketball. Oh, okay, no, they called it the other way. So Laura Dick actually was the benefactor of that. They called the foul on Thelma Williams. That's why Laura couldn't get the rebound. So it is Mineralaria basketball. After the State Fair foul, Williams picks up her first team foul, number four. Lady Cardinals, now they're down to just two fouls. I said four earlier because I was mistaken on who actually got that foul. So just two team fouls against the Mac Lady Cardinals. And Haley Winter's got a top of the key. She'll drive down the middle of the floor. Got her man in the air early and laid it up left side. Little head fake. Got her defender up in the air. That allowed her to get right past her and lay it in. And Haley Winter, early on, had a little bit more of a scoring role. As of late, has been more of a distributor. But in this game, leading the way in scoring. Zanisha Dickerson drives the baseline. Teardrop floater doesn't go. Lady Cardinals get the board. And it's Haley Winter again. Back up 30-17. Under 3 minutes left to play. She passes all the way across court. Far side corner, Kenzie Jones. Jones thought about driving instead, steps back for three, count it. Kenzie Jones scoring for the first time, and it's a big three-pointer to stretch Mineralaria's lead 33-17 on State Fair's homecoming tonight. 2:38 left to go in the second. Roadrunners on the offensive end. Up top, Claiborne. Overhead pass left wing, Dickerson. Dickerson for three, and the answer doesn't go. Nobody boxed out Claiborne, but she was too far underneath the basket, couldn't get the rebound. Haley Winter gets the board, threads a needle up the floor, and a brilliant pass to Courtney Kikek, who was running it and laid it up and in. Mineralaria playing well together tonight. Courtney Kikek now has 7 points, and State Fair calls timeout. Mineralaria getting on him in a hurry here. 2:19 left to go in the second, 35-17. Lady Cardinals on top, and we're back in a minute on J98.
Hey, sports fans, this is Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Best Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products, such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Best Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Bass, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Sports, where you live, from your backyard to the big city. J98, The Boot.
Remaining in this second quarter, 35-17, Mineral Area has the lead. KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, Park Hills. Mineral Area trying to spoil State Fair's homecoming tonight. The Lady Cardinals shooting 50% in this first half at 13 of 26, 50% from beyond the arc at 4 of 8, and 83% from the free throw line. Haley Winter getting it done, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc, and has 12 points in the game so far. State Fair, though, with possession of the basketball after falling down 35-17. They come into the front court, a drive from Cole, kick out far side corner Claiborne. Claiborne fakes the pass, then gets it down low, and the ball is turned over. State Fair cannot get out of their own way here. Mineral Area has it on another loose ball that comes their way. 9 State Fair turnovers. Haley Winter's got it left wing. Throws to the free throw line, Courtney Keekak. She'll split a double team, spinning to the basket. Missed the scoop layup. Got her own rebound. High off glass. Can't put it back. Janika Mason rebound. She can't put it back. Mineral Area misses a couple of big opportunities there. State Fair with the board. Quickly transitioning the other way. Near side corner, Lamar. Haley Winter closes out on her. Nice shoulder fake. Drives past her. Pulls up and shoots from 15. Right baseline missed. Kenzie Jones with the board. Weaving her way up the floor, passes into the front court for Laura Dick. 90 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Mineral Area up 35-17. 18-point advantage. Near side corner, Janika Mason, jab step and a drive. Working against the double team, she okey-doke the defender and put it up and in right side. She got Boone off balance, and Janika now 2 points away, one basket away from her 30th straight double-figure game. 37-17, Mac with a 20-point lead. Far side corner, pull-up jumper inside the arc, nothing but air. And the rebound to Mineral Area, and State Fair went over the back as well. That shot nowhere close from Amber Braxton. And the foul is going to put Mac at the free throw line in the bonus on the other side. Mineral Area leads 37-17 with a minute 2 remaining in this second quarter. State Fair Roadrunners trying to regather that magic they had for most of the season and most of last season before Region 16 tournament play starts next Thursday. Winner hits the free throw. She is 3 for 3. We already know what time Mineral Area will play in the Region 16 tournament. They've got the 1 o'clock game, and they'll play the 4 versus 5 winner on 1 o'clock next Thursday, and we'll have that on J98. Then the MAC men play at 8 o'clock. Next Thursday, and we'll have that for you on J98 as well. Both free throws are good from Haley Winter, and Mac now leads 39-17 with 57 seconds left to go in the second. We'll break down the Region 16 tournament bracket coming up during our halftime show tonight on The Boot. Left side, Lamar crosses over, then lobs it over to the right wing, Thelma Williams, a jab step, then a crossover, then a drive against Courtney Keekak. Let me get Courtney for a little hand check there. Courtney can't believe it. It's the third against Mineral Area. Courtney picks up her second with 44 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Substitution for the Roadrunners. This will be the first time we see 33 into the ball game. That is Vanessa Rogers out of Windsor, Missouri, 5'10", sophomore center. Rogers will, well, I thought she was going to throw it in. Instead, Danae Cole will inbound right baseline with a fresh 30 to work with. Off the inbound, Sarah Claiborne tries the 3, too strong. Janika Mason tracks down the rebound. She gives to Kenzie Jones. It's about a 10-second differential, shot clock to game clock. Haley Winter stops left wing, thought about dropping that 3 instead. She'll throw it right wing for Janika Mason. Mason got called for the travel shuffle defeat at the top of her move. Turnover number 9 by Mineral Area. Now the State Fair Roadrunners will just about have the final shot of this first half. There's a half a second differential shot clock to game clock, so they could and should hold for the final shot. The ball will be rolled in and picked up at the quarter court by Lamar. 28 seconds remaining in the second quarter, 39-17. Mineral Area well out in front early on. Can they hold on? Dribble weave handoff to Danae Cole. State Fair looking for momentum going into the break. Left wing Thelma Williams. Williams fires far side corner. Little jab step there from Danae Cole. 11 seconds left to go. Up top, Thelma Williams lobs it inside. Turn around, jump hook, missed. Rebound Mineral Area with 4 seconds. Laura Dick hands it off to Kenzie Jones. She'll try a half-court shot as time expires. Kenzie Jones just missed. It was a little strong, but right on the money. Didn't quite rattle in, though, and Mineral Area brings a 22-point lead to the locker room, 39-17 over the State Fair Lady Roadrunners, ranked 20th in the nation. Mineral Area will hopefully get into the Region 16 tournament at 22-5 and 9-1 in Region 16 play and undefeated in conference play, but we've got another 20 minutes of the second half to decide that. We'll come back in 2 minutes with your halftime show on J98 The Boot.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, Social Security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicky the Artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
At New Era Bank, we really do want to make your life easier. We designed our new app with you in mind. We have heard your requests and added the ability to deposit checks from your phone or tablet. With our updated app, you can also transfer money, check current balances, or view your statements right from your phone. Just download our app today to get started. For more information, visit our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or visit us at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The Mac Lady Cardinals with a 22-point lead at halftime over State Fair Community College, 39-17. Zanisha Dickerson of State Fair, one of their best, if not their best players, is not doing well, and things kind of got a little bit worse. We thought she had 3 points. They actually ruled her three-pointer as a two, so she's only got 2 points right now. She's 1 of 8 from the field, 0 of 2 from beyond the arc. So Zanisha Dickerson trying to get it going, not playing well, though, against Mineral Area. Mineral Area outscored State Fair 24-7 in that second quarter. 3 points for Ajana Oaks, 2 points for Kinder Boone, 2 points for Danae Cole, 4 points for Thelma Williams, 2 points for Zanisha Dickerson, and 4 points for Sierra Claiborne. On the Mineral Area side of things, Josie Long got off to a great start. She's at 7 points right now. Kinsey Jones has 3. Courtney Keekak has 7 points. Haley Winter, though, has been the story of the game. She has 14 points at halftime, and then Janika Mason has 8 points right now. 2 more points would give her her 30th straight double-figure scoring game as a MAC Lady Cardinal dating back to last year. Turnover numbers. Mineral Area has given it up 9 times. State Fair has also given it up 9 times. Let's take a look further inside the numbers provided by Randy Skaggs. 28 total rebounds for Mineral Area, out-rebounding State Fair by twice as many, 28-14. That is getting the job done. A lot of those have been offensive rebounds, 7 offensive rebounds for the Lady Cardinals, 4 for the State Fair Roadrunners. Mineral Area getting more points from the free throw line at 7-2. Mineral Area getting more points off turnovers at 8-0. I already told you about the rebound margin. Mineral Area getting a better production from beyond the arc at 12-3. Second chance points, both teams with two. And then points off the bench. State Fair has gotten four, whereas Mineral Area hasn't had any of their bench players score in this one. Lady Cardinals outscored the Lady Roadrunners 15-10 in the first quarter, and again 24-7 in the second quarter. Mineral Area has never trailed, and at halftime they'll hold their largest lead of the game at 39-17 at 22 points. Lady Cardinals trying to get to 22-5, 9-1 in the region, and stay undefeated in conference play this year. State Fair Roadrunners are trying not to lose two straight games going into the Region 16 tournament that starts next week. Now, whether Mineral Area wins this one or not, it's not going to be an end-all, be-all type situation. It's going to be likely, or it could very likely be, I shouldn't say it is likely, but it could very well likely be the same two teams playing for the Region 16 championship next week. So you would still think you're probably going to have to face them one more time or face somebody very good one more time. But the Lady Cardinals certainly playing well on the road here, trying to beat State Fair on the road for the first time this season. Nobody's been able to come in here and beat State Fair yet this year. 39-17 in the break. More halftime show coming up in 2 minutes on J98 The Boot.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had, anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at Fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
It is halftime at the Fred Davis Multipurpose Building at State Fair Community College in Sedalia, Missouri. Beautiful Sedalia, Missouri. It was a beautiful drive all the way over here from the other side of the state, and one of the nicest, well, probably the nicest day of the year so far. So had a good time coming over, and we're having a good time so far as State Fair has been very hospitable to Mineral Area with a 39-17 lead for the visiting Lady Cardinals, hoping that can continue into the second half. Let's take a look at the Region 16 tournament bracket for the women's side of things. They are already seeded out and ready to go, so today's action does not really mean anything as far as the Region 16 tournament. We already know that Mineral Area is the one seed. State Fair is the two. Those two teams get first round byes and will not play until next Thursday. The three seed is Moberly. The four seed is Crowder. Jeffco is the five, and Three Rivers is the six. So Mineral Area awaits the four versus five winner, and these games, the Region 16 games, will be played at Ozark Christian College. That'll be in Joplin on Thursday and Saturday of next week. So Mineral Area plays either Jeffco or Crowder at 1 o'clock next Thursday. Of course, we're rooting for the Jefferson College Vikings in that one. And then State Fair Roadrunners will take on either Three Rivers or Moberly at 3 o'clock next Thursday. And the winners of those two semifinals will play for the championship on 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And if it is Mineral Area or Jefferson College playing in that championship game, we'll carry that for you on J98. So pretty simple on the women's side of things. There's a little bit more to be cleared up on the men's side of things, but after tonight, we'll know exactly how it's going to break down. Basically, as it stands right now, West Plains is the 5 seed. They can do no better. Three Rivers is the 1 seed. They can do no worse. And Mineral Area is the 2, and they can do no worse. But State Fair needs to win against Mineral Area to grab the 3. And the 3 seed in the men's tournament is important because that gives you that first round bye. The 4 versus 5 have to play an extra game against each other, but the top 3 seeds get first round byes. So that's why the State Fair men's
Hey, sports fans, this is Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Well, we're back at the Fred Davis Multipurpose Building here at State Fair Community College in Sedalia as Mineral Area on the women's side leads 39-17 over the State Fair Roadrunners. And before that last update from the National Weather Service, I was just taking you through the Region 16 tournament bracket for next week, and now the women's side is already set, 1 through 6. We know all the seedings, so I gave you that schedule. Let's get to the men's schedule. The Cardinals, the 2-seeded MAC Cardinals, will play either State Fair or Moberly next Thursday at 8 o'clock on J98, the boot. And the only 2 seeds we do not know yet are State Fair or Moberly. It's for the 3 and 4 seed. If State Fair loses tonight, they would have the same record inside the region as Moberly, but Moberly has swept State Fair this year, so that gives them the tiebreaker. That makes this game very important for the State Fair Roadrunners here tonight. But Three Rivers is the 1 seed. They'll take on the 4-5 winner on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. So that would be either State Fair, Moberly, or West Plains at this point. Don't really know yet. And then MAC plays either State Fair or Moberly at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. So West Plains is the 5, and then the 4 seed will be either Moberly or State Fair. If State Fair loses tonight, they're the 4. If they win tonight, they are the 3. But Mineral Area is locked into the 2. No matter what happens tonight, they cannot drop down or rise up above Three Rivers. That was pretty much settled when they lost to the Three Rivers Raiders on Saturday. So times you need to remember are 1 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Thursday for the women's game at 1, the men's game at 8, both of those carried on J98. Then championship games at 1 and 3 on Saturday, women's championship at 1, men's championship at 8. And if Mac or Jeffco is playing in those championship games, we'll be right back there to broadcast it on J98, the boot. Cardinals, both MAC teams, in fact, are Region 16 champions defending from last year, trying to do it again this year. And that'll be at Ozark Christian College in Joplin with Friday being the day off for the Division I teams in that tournament next week. So it's Thursday and Saturday. 39-17, Mineral Area leads the State Fair Roadrunners in the women's game at the break. When we come back in 90 seconds, we'll be ready to start your second half on J98.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, social security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Well, State Fair misses the layup on their first possession of the second half, but then Mineral Area gets called for 5 seconds on their first possession. Lady Cardinals turn it over for the 10th time, so it's back to State Fair. In the second half, in this third quarter, State Fair goes right to left. Mineral Area goes left to right, 39-17. Mineral Area with the advantage, looking for the season sweep over the State Fair Roadrunners. On the second possession for State Fair, a three ball is up and missed from Kendra Boone. Rebound to Haley Winter. Winter leading this game in scoring. She's into the front court, fires one far side corner for Josie Long. Back outside to Winter, and it's up top to Janika Mason. Right wing, Kinsey Jones with it. Claiborne closes out to get a hand in her face. Left wing pass goes over to Haley Winter. Winter holds it on her right hip as Danae Cole comes out to guard. Down to 10 seconds to shoot. She puts the ball on the floor, then dribbles right wing, pulls up for three. Haley Winter knocks down her third triple of the contest. Haley Winter with 17 points in Mineral Area all over State Fair right now. 42-17 with 8:50 left to go in the third quarter. A dribble of the baseline. Cole caught in a double team. Has to pass out. Left wing three. Missed it. Nobody boxed out Thelma Williams. She can't put it back in, but she'll get fouled and go to the free throw line. State Fair really having a hard time, though, putting the ball in the basket. A lot of easy looks that they're missing. Really uncharacteristic for the State Fair Roadrunners to be missing this many shots. And Mineral Area shooting the lights out of this place right now at 50% on the night. 42-17, Josie Long gets called for her third foul. First team foul of this third quarter against the Mac Ladies. 8:43 remains in the third, and the free throw from Thelma Williams is good. Thelma's 1-for-2 now from the free throw line and has 5 points for the game. 42-18. That second quarter was big for Mineral Area when they outscored the Roadrunners 24-7. That was after a 15-10 first quarter advantage. Williams hits the next free throw, but she might have left early. She shot it. It was a line drive. She raced to go get it. And they'll call a lane violation against State Fair. 42-18, Mineral Area leads, and now the State Fair Roadrunners are going to pressure in the full court. Lady Cardinals, they'll break through it easily. Josie Long stays in the game with three fouls. She takes it at the half court, throws it right wing, Courtney Kiekak. Kiekak penetrates and kicks left wing. Far side corner, Kinsey Jones back outside between the circles for Haley Winter. 12 on the shot clock, left wing pass, Kinsey Jones. Jones with 2, 3, 4 dribbles, crosses over, and then kicks a far side corner for Janika Mason. Mason almost traveled, probably should have got called for it, throws it right side of the lane for Courtney Kiekak. She throws up the runner, and she didn't get it in time for the shot clock violation. Mineral Area turns it over. Again, it's back over to the State Fair Roadrunners, but Mac up top, 42-18. Men's game coming up next, scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off tonight. It's 6:27 right now. Kendra Boone gets it in the low post. Couldn't work against the double team, so swings it back outside. Gets it, fights through the double team this time, but missed the shot underneath. Rebound comes out long to Kendra Boone. Thelma Williams able to tip it then over to Sierra Claiborne. Then Kinsey Jones out there trying to rip it away. Gets called for the foul. That's the second against the Lady Cardinals of this third quarter. And Kenzie Jones out of Park Hill Central just picks up her first of the game. Sierra Claiborne inbounds it to Danae Cole. Cole dribbles to the top of the key. Crosses over Haley Winter, tries to drive left side on her. Gets past her, left side layup, missed another layup. How many layups are the State Fair Roadrunners going to miss tonight? They're not all that contested. Josie Long able to get the board and give it off to Kenzie Jones. She's trying to dribble through traffic into the front court. Caught in a double team. Passed through it nicely into the front court. Janika Mason with numbers now. Attacks right side. Kicks out. Baseline three. Courtney Kikek. Yes. The three ball. Corner pocket for the North County product. Courtney Kikek. She's got double figures tonight. Her first three-pointer. 45-18 Mineral Area on the road and playing extremely well, shooting extremely well, and defending extremely well. There's another missed left side layup. Janika Mason just not giving ground to Kendra Boone underneath. Lady Cardinals have it again. Working the other way. Mason top of the key. Right wing, it's Kenzie Jones. Jones directing traffic near side corner. Everybody just kind of stagged it right now. Right wing pass, Winter now underneath Kikek. No look pass out far side corner. Mason, the deep jumper, can't get the friendly roll that time. Rebound, Courtney Kikek. Reverse layup, good. That was with a right hand on the right side. Courtney Kikek has 5 third quarter points and now 12 for the game. Mineral Area up big, 47-18. Unbelievable how good Mineral Area has played and how poorly State Fair has played. Roadrunners do seem a little bit disinterested at this point. There's one from underneath that's missed from Boone again. A lot of point-blank shots that are just not going down for the Roadrunners, and it makes you wonder if now State Fair's got it in their mind that, look, this game doesn't mean a whole lot. Maybe we're just going to leave some in the tank. I don't know if that's the case, but it's starting to seem that way with Mineral Area up 47-18. Thing is, there's so much time left to play, and Mineral Area has been known for letting big leads get away. Ball goes out of bounds here as the Lady Cardinals tried to enter it in the post. It looks like Mack has turned it over. And it'll be State Fair basketball with 6:15 left to go in the third quarter. They've got to retrieve that ball. Looks like it rolled probably all the way back to the locker room. So while they do that, we'll thank some sponsors such as American Family Agent Jeremiah Murphy of Bonterre, Williams and Seacrest Attorneys at Law in Park Hills, Lambert's Cafe of Sykeston, Mineral Area College, New Era Bank of Farmington. They've got the ball back, and we're ready to go. State Fair matriculates it up the floor. They get it down low to Boone, and again, Boone's going to miss a shot from the block, but Janika Mason probably going to get called for the foul there. They called one of them, and it's going to be on Janika. So it'll be Boone at the stripe. Kendra Boone is a 4.7-point-per-game score. Good size down low, but only 2 points in this game. She's going up against what I think will be the Region 16 Player of the Year, and Janika Mason here tonight. Kendra Boone hits the first free throw. Kendra goes 6'2". She, too, is out of Tennessee. Janika's out of Covington, whereas Kendra is out of Memphis. First free throw good from Boone. That gives her 3 points. The next free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Mason out jumps two State Fair Roadrunners to get up there and get the board. 47-19 Mineral Area. Pass from the right wing inside to Courtney Kikek. A pump fake, then a stick in from Courtney Kikek. Now Courtney is starting to take over the third quarter. 7 third quarter points and 14 for the game. All told, that's 34 points against State Fair this season for the freshman out of Bonterre. 49-19 Mineral Area on top. Lamar has it head of the circle. Throws it left wing. Here's a drive in, then a stop, pump fake, pull up, shot, miss from 10. Rebounds, Zanisha Dickerson. Strong put back high off window is good from Zanisha. Slow start for her. She now has 4 points. 49-21. Josie Long beats the defense back on the other side. She'll finish right hand, and Gary Cuck calls the timeout. Everybody get involved for the Mineral Area, all five of the starters anyway. No help from the bench, but that's all right. Mineral Area up by 30, 51-21. Timeout Mineral Area with 5:21 to play in the third quarter, and we're back in 30 seconds on J98.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
I'd like to know the last time the MAC team has come in here and shot 52% from the field, but it's happened tonight, 19 of 36. Long way to go, but Mineral Area leads 51-21 with 5:14 left to go in this third quarter. It is State Fair with the basketball. Roadrunners trading passes around the perimeter right now. Claiborne tries to enter it inside. Mineralary getting called for a hold. They'll go Courtney Kikek on that one. Courtney's going to pick up her third with 5:07 on this third quarter clock. Four fouls against Mack in the third quarter. That was their last to give before the bonus. Roadrunners to trigger it. Right baseline. They get it in to the far side corner. Comes into Ajana Oaks, but she's caught in a double-team trap. Passes off Dickerson. Dickerson knifes through the double team, drives the baseline, but got stripped of the basketball. Haley Winter picks up the loose ball, but I believe it was Mason who took it away. State Fair with their 10th turnover. Winter has it left wing in the front court, lobs it inside. Great pass down low, Janika Mason. Janika takes one dribble and powers it in for the right block. Janika Mason now has double figures for the 30th straight game as a Mack Lady Cardinal, as Mineralaria now leads 53-21. Dickerson tries the three. It doesn't go, and Kenzie Jones gets a tough rebound but then gets stripped of the basketball. Ajana Oaks drives and passes from block to block over to Zanisha Dickerson, who then lays it in. Goes down as a Mineralaria turnover, and then the bucket off the turnover puts it at a 30-point game. 53-23, Lady Cardinal still out in front by a healthy margin. Kenzie Jones, dribble weave handoff to Josie Long. Long penetrates, then swings out right side, right wing. Haley Winter. Winter steps between the circles. Crosses over, working against Claiborne. Drives, kicks left baseline. Mason, the head fake. Got her defender to move a little bit and then drove faster. And then a foul called against the State Fair Roadrunners. 3:57 left to go in this third quarter. And Janika gets a trip, it looks like, to the charity stripe here. That's just the first foul of the third against State Fair and the second against Claiborne. But Janika in the act, so she heads to the free throw line. So already 10 points tonight. And make it 11 as the first free throw is good. So Mack is playing in their 27th game this year. And then three games at the end of last year, Janika was able to hit double figures as well, three consecutive, I should say. That adds up to 30 straight. And boy, has she been dominant this season. Both free throws good. 12 points in the game for Janika. 55-23. Dickerson across the timeline. Throws the left wing for Claiborne. Claiborne takes a couple dribbles to her right. Haley Winter staying with her as Mineralaria stays in this man-to-man defense. Roadrunners taking their time. Claiborne picked up her dribble. Skip pass over to the near side corner. Three ball in the air and a little bit short. Rebound to State Fair, and we'll get a foul. Did Claiborne go over the back, or did Mineralaria hold Claiborne down? They're going to get Haley Winter on that, and that's going to put Claiborne at the free throw line. The three-pointer was taken and missed by Amber Braxton before Claiborne got that rebound. Winter picks up her second team foul, number five, against the Mack Lady Cardinals. And here's Sierra Claiborne, their leading scorer at the free throw line, trying to score for the first time of the second half. 4 points in tonight's game. She shoots him with the left hand and gets the first one to drop. That puts it at 55-24. Rafaela back into the game. Courtney Kikek comes off. Courtney's had a nice third quarter, 7 third quarter points for Courtney. And 14 now for the game. Haley Winter has 17 in the contest. Janika Mason has 12. Josie Long has 9. None of the bench players for Mack have scored, so the starting five have really put the team on their back here tonight. Claiborne takes her time, puts it up with the left hand, and both free throws are good from Sierra Claiborne to give her 6 points. Another sub into the game is Mary Ware. Ware is in for Claiborne. Sierra takes a seat on the bench. Lady Cardinals up by 30 at 55-25, and State Fair is going to pressure in the full court. Rafaela to throw this in to Kenzie Jones. She takes it just a step in front of the baseline, turns around and looks at the defense and figures a way through it. On the dribble, she'll get it into the front court. Lamar is up in her space. Kenzie going to drive past her and left her in the dust, but missed the left-hand layup. Got her own rebound. She's looking to pass it off, and she does get it to Janika Mason, and somebody fouled Janika. Good job by Kenzie to dart to the rack there, and although she missed the layup, still got her own board and found the open man, Janika Mason. Foul against State Fair was just their second, and it's the third against Oaks. Another inbounds play to a wide-open Josie Long for three. Missed it. Another offensive board. Janika Mason, the effort just not there from State Fair tonight. Up top, it's to Kenzie Jones. Another fresh 30 on the shot clock for the Mack Lady Cardinals. Kenzie crosses over, drives and kicks. Haley Winter. Winter attacks. Swings near side corner. Janika up top long. There's that extra pass over to Kenzie. Left wing. Mineralaria moving it well. It's not much. Mineralaria has done wrong in this game. Kenzie's going to penetrate. Kick to the near side corner. 6 seconds on the shot clock to Janika Mason. Back inside on the drive. They go to Jones. Jones missed the layup and the rebound to State Fair. 2:37 to go in the third. Zanisha Dickerson going to try to go coast to coast. She draws the foul. And Rafaela Angeladou took the brunt of that. She ends up on the floor. Rafaela picks up the blocking foul. Six fouls against Mineral Area in the third quarter. The second personal, though, against Rafaela. Zanisha Dickerson at the free throw line, where she has 6 points tonight. This is her first attempt from the stripe. Just 6 points overall from the field for Zanisha Dickerson, and make it seven as the first free throw is good. Held to 9 points last time she played against the Mack Lady Cardinals in Park Hills. 55-26. The next attempt for Zanisha Dickerson. On its way and good. We get a timeout. Kevin Booker of State Fair. State Fair Roadrunners came into this one at 20-6, but they had lost two straight Region 16 games. Will it be three straight going into the Region 16 tournament after tonight? We'll find out shortly. 55-27, Mack leads in the third quarter with 2:35 to play. We are back in 30 seconds. J98, the Boot.
Hey, sports fans, this is Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Best Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products, such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Best Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
Mack Lady is dominant so far. 2:31 left to go in the third quarter, up 55-27 over State Fair. Still shooting 50% from the game, and Haley Winter's going to try to bank one in for 15. Doesn't go down, and then she gets called for over the back. Another foul against the Mack Lady Cardinals, already their seventh of this third quarter. Put State Fair at the free throw line on the other side. Rebounding, though, has been big. State Fair just picked up their 20th rebound. Lady Cardinals with 38 total rebounds in the contest. Haley Winter, offensively, a great night. 17 points, 3 of 4 from beyond the arc, 5 of 8 from the field. Courtney Kekak of 6 of 10 from the field, and 1 of 2 from 3. But with that last foul, it puts State Fair at the stripe, trailing 55-27. First free throw is good, so the Roadrunners getting a chance at points with the clock stopped. And the shooter for the State Fair Roadrunners is Braxton. Amber Braxton, number 20, at the free throw line. So she scored for the first time on that last one and then missed the next, but got her own rebound. Ball knocked out of bounds, but it stays to State Fair. The score 55-28. Roadrunners will try it again. A chance at 3 or 4 points on this possession for them. Kick to the far side corner on the inbound. Mary Ware, the baseline three, missed. Another offensive board. Zanisha Dickerson can't put it back in, but she will get fouled. A lot of the shots for State Fair just not falling, but they're at least drawing contact. So Dickerson right back to the free throw line. 8 points tonight and 2 for 2 from the free throw line in this contest. Zanisha shoots 67.8% from the free throw line. Second leading scorer on the team, sophomore returner for State Fair, who were the Region 16 runners-up last year. They finished with a sweep over Mineral Area in the regular season last year before Mack won the Region 16 championship against them. Zanisha misses the first free throw. And that's what Mineral Area will have to, I guess, remember, or maybe you don't even want to think about it going into the Region 16 championships next week, is that it doesn't matter what happened in the regular season. You still got to get it done in the big-time critical spots. Zanisha goes 1 of 2 that time, and it's 55-29. Mineral Area still with the lead. Kinsey with the turnover. She was caught in a triple team. Thelma Williams picked her pocket, took the length of the floor, and laid it up and in. Mack with their 14th turnover, and Mineral Area certainly not out of the woods in this ball game with a whole fourth quarter left to go. Kinsey again caught in a double team, passes through it to Laura Dick. A lot of contact that wasn't called. Mineral Area leads 55-31. Pull-up jumper left elbow from Rafaela, but somebody got her late on the follow-through. It'll be a foul called against the State Fair Roadrunners. Mineral Area dangerously close to turning it over on back-to-back possessions right there. Kinsey just barely found the open man as she was caught in that triple team. So Rafaela heads to the free throw line. She's been a lights-out shooter from beyond the arc this season for Mineral Area. Pretty good for the free throw line at 72%. 5.8 points per game, and Rafaela just made it the first non-starter for Mack to score in the game. She hits the first one, 56-31. Well, now they're going to whistle, and they might take something off on this free throw, like there was a violation Oh, they called a bench technical on Mineral Area. A bench technical, I guess, on, well, probably one of the Cucks, Gary or Todd. So count that free throw from Rafaela, but it's going to allow State Fair to get a couple of technical foul shots on the other side of the floor. A Mineral Area bench getting teed up right there, and that's a shame with a lead at 1 point as large as 30. But now it's down to 25 points at 56-31. Thelma Williams, the shooter. And the first free throw misses for Thelma. That puts her at 1 of 4 tonight from the free throw line. She'll get another one. Meanwhile, Mineral Area and State Fair, the rest of the team just back at the backcourt behind her, looking on. The only player in the front court for State Fair right now, the free throw shooter, Thelma Williams, attempting these two technical foul shots, and she goes 1 of 2. That gives her 8 points on the game and makes it 56-32. Now Rafaela will get to attempt her second free throw back in regular play now. Laura Dick is on the floor. Alex Mills is on the floor, along with Kenzie Jones and Janika Mason. Rafaela is the fifth, the shooter, and she missed the back end, so goes 1 of 2. Rafaela sitting on 1 point. The score 56-32. Roadrunners waste no time. Get it in the front court. Far side corner. It's to Lamar. Lamar passes all the way across court. Left wing Williams. Williams gives off to Ware. Ware drives. Teardrop floater good from Mary Ware. Ware scoring for the first time. And this homecoming crowd finally has something to cheer about. The State Fair's got some momentum. It's 56-34. Laura Dick picked up her dribble at the quarter court. And that allowed State Fair to run up behind and incidentally foul. They called the foul on Thelma Williams. Fourth foul against State Fair and the second against Thelma Williams with 1:28 left to go in the third quarter. So Laura Dick triggers on the inbounds play. State Fair is going to set up in half-court defense this time. Comes into the backcourt to Kenzie Jones. Jones across center stripe. Pass left side of the arc for Rafaela. She leaves it there for Alex Mills. Mills throws back to the head of the circle. A deep two from Laura Dick. Missed wide left. Not a good shot at all. Did not catch rim. Would have been 2 points. State Fair gets the board. They transition to offense. Denisha Dickerson drives the baseline, spins, pulls up, shoots, and buries one. That's those tough looks we're used to seeing from Denisha Dickerson as she drops it home from about 8 feet off balance. It's a 20-point game again at 56-36, and the Roadrunner crowd is back into the game. Kenzie Jones across the timeline gives off to Laura Dick. Mineral Area cannot afford to be letting off the gas pedal right now. Near side corner, it's to Rafaela. Rafaela forgot she could dribble, then puts the ball on the floor, throws it left wing, a three ball up in the air and miss from Laura Dick. State Fair gets the board and looking to continue this run. Thelma Williams passes up ahead to Braxton. Left wing, Ware. Ware pumps on the three, drives in, steps back, tries the three, left that one short. Rebound, Rafaela Angeladu. Shot clock turned off. Mineral Area needs to hold for this final shot of the third quarter. Into the front court they come. They're not holding. Laura Dick attacks, then swings out Alex Mills, and Alex does the right thing and waits. Throws it left baseline, Janika Mason. Mason goes down low and just powers right past Braxton and lays it in. It won't be the last shot, but at least they got points off of it as Janika Mason gets Mineral Area back on track. 3 seconds left, a deep three does not go. She had more time than that. Putback doesn't go either. I mean, she shot that one from about 25 feet, did Lamar, and it did not go down. And if she could have taken one more step, she would have got a decent look off. Mineral Area holds a 58-36 lead over the State Fair Roadrunners on the Roadrunner homecoming tonight as we go to the fourth quarter in this women's basketball game on J98 The Boot.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Mineral Area was up by as many as 30 points in the ball game. Actually, as many as 32. At one point, it was 53-21 Mineral Area, but right now it's a 58-36 lead for the Lady Cardinals, still well out in front. The two teams played to a 19-19 tie in that third quarter. Mineral Area's shooting percentage has fallen below 50%. Still a great number, though, at 47%, 21-44 from the floor. Trying to close it out in these final 10 minutes and sweep State Fair and spoil the Lady Roadrunner homecoming. Kenzie Jones got it right wing as Mineral Area starts with the ball in the fourth. Janika Mason takes it near side corner, then up top to Laura Dick. Between the circles back to Kenzie Jones. Little crossover move, Kenzie. Kenzie's going to drive it in, then flare it back outside on the dribble. 10 seconds to shoot. Throws it up top, Laura Dick. A patient possession here for Mineral Area. Right wing pass, Haley Winter. Steps back for the deep three, but it's left short, no good. Rebound, Claiborne. Claiborne. Gets it back the other way quickly. Stops between the circles, throws it up top. Now it's over to the right wing. That's Sarah Claiborne. Up top, Cole. Cole, the line drive three, missed it. Janika Mason, great box out and a studly type rebound right there. Gives it off to Kenzie Jones, and Jones into the front court. Left wing pass to Haley Winter. Up top, Janika Mason, and a bad pass inside by Janika. She should have held on to that when she turned it over. State Fair on the break the other way, but they do not have numbers. They'll slow it down and wait for the rest of the team. Inside, they go to Boone. Boone one-on-one against Janika Mason, and Boone finally able to win the battle. She hasn't been able to do that a whole lot tonight, but that time she got isolated and did what she needed to do. 5 points for Kendra Boone compared to Janika Mason, who's at 14 points on the night. Kenzie Jones attacks on the other side and again kicks out left wing Haley Winter. Mineral Area leads by 20 at 58-38. Winter top of the key. Little stop and start move. Drives in. Stops in the post. Fadeaway jumper missed, but the foul called. That'll put Haley Winter right back at the free throw line. Tonight, 4-4 on the season, 75%. 17 points in the game for Haley Winter, including 3-4 from deep. Now 3-5 from deep after she missed that last one. Foul called on Sarah Claiborne, her second, team foul number one against the Roadrunners in the fourth quarter. First free throw, Haley Winter. Count it. 18 points. She's heading toward a Unico Bank player of the game honors tonight if Mineral Area can hold on. Courtney Kikek looking good tonight. Janika Mason looking good. And Josie Long started good, has kind of cooled since. Free throw good from Haley Winter. She stays perfect at 6 of 6. 60-38, Mineral Area leads. They scored 67 points against State Fair last time and held the Roadrunners to 60 points. State Fair, it would take a big fourth quarter to get to 60 in this one. Here's a drive. Left side, Zanisha Dickerson pulls up, shot, missed. Courtney Kikek, a tough rebound, but then she allows Zanisha to tie her up. She needed to kick that one out quickly, instead held on, working on the pivot foot. Jump ball, arrow still pointing Mineral Area's way, but State Fair turns that arrow. And excuse me, the arrow is turned and State Fair has possession of the ball, and the arrow now pointing Mineral Area's way after the inbound comes in. Roadrunners inbound to Zanisha Dickerson. Dickerson kicks near side corner for the baseline three. Ware couldn't get it. Lamar, though, crashed to the glass for the rebound. Foul trying to put it back in. So now it's Lamar at the free throw line. First foul against Mack. Third foul against Janika Mason in the fourth with 8:07 remaining in this fourth quarter. Mack Lady Cardinals with the five starters on the floor right now. And they have scored all but one of the points tonight. Free throw from Ware is good. Or rather, Lamar. Was good. Mar scoring for the first time. That puts it at 60-39 with 8:07 remaining. Next one from Lamar, in and out, no good. Courtney Kikiak able to get the board. Courtney gives off to Kenzie Jones. State Fair is pressuring, but Kenzie dribbles past it into the front court, three on three. Swings one out to Haley Winter, right wing three, left it short. Rebound comes out long. Haley Winter fighting for it, and we're going to get a State Fair rebound and maybe a timeout. Yeah. Kevin Bucher got awarded that timeout pretty quick. I'm not sure his player had possession of that ball, but it's going to go to State Fair, and a State Fair possession when we come back from break. 60-39, Mineral Area on top of the Roadrunners in this women's basketball game. 7:52 to play in this final fourth quarter. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Mac Basketball on J98 The Boot.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
Roadrunners have it down by 21 points. 7 minutes, 50 seconds left to go in this ball game. MAC 60, State Fair 39. Just game number one of our doubleheader tonight. The men's game coming up next. Down to the left block they go. Reverse pivot move. Thelma Williams got her an open look, and she banked it in. Thelma Williams with double figures tonight, 60-41. State Fair continues to press. Haley Winter in trouble with it, and she might have to call timeout to save possession. And I believe she has. Gary Cuck has from his bench. So 60-41, Mineral Area leads, and we go back to another timeout. 7:29 remaining in this fourth quarter. Brought to you by Earth Mother Health Foods of Farmington. We're back in 30 seconds on the boot.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, Social Security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Well, the State Fair press starting to get to Mineral Area a little bit. 60-41, the Lady Cardinals lead on the road at the Roadrunners and have never trailed, but Mineral Area has turned it over 16 times. The timeout comes to a close, and we just wait for the Cardinals to be able to inbound it here. The officials were having a conversation. Mack has the five starters on the floor. Janika Mason to throw it in. And State Fair up to pressure the inbound. But it comes into Kenzie Jones. Jones knifes through the double team and got it stripped again by Thelma Williams. She passes back to Ware on the break, and Ware lays it in. We've got ourselves a 17-point game off the 17th Mineral Area turnover. Kenzie is going to turn it over again, trying to knife through a double team. Don't see that a whole lot from Kenzie, but she's been turnover prone in this one tonight. Now a three ball from Ware, and we've got a 14-point ball game. It was actually Lamar who hit the three, and it's 60-46, and plenty of time left. Again caught in a double team. It's Haley Winter this time, and Mineral Area gets bailed out by a blocking foul called. So this game not so much looking like a sure thing anymore with 6:59 left in the contest. The foul goes against Williams. It was her third. Team foul number two. All of a sudden, it's a 14-point game at 60-46, and Mineral Area has been letting big leads slip away all season long. Courtney Keekek to inbound it. Comes into the backcourt for Haley Winter. Trapping defense for the State Fair Roadrunners has given Mineral Area fits. Courtney Keekek takes a pass at the left elbow, slicing to the basket, and she got shoved. Foul called against the Roadrunners will be their third. Now, this defense that State Fair is going to be running is going to lend itself to fouls, but that's okay with them considering they're the team that's behind and they'll need to stop the clock anyway. Haley Winter, left wing. Gives to Josie Long, far side corner. Back up top now to Kenzie Jones. State Fair's just got to be careful on who they distribute these fouls to. They don't want their best players fouling out of this ball game. Kenzie's going to drive right side, kick it out to Courtney Keekek. Courtney's going to dribble past her defender, knock her to the floor. State Fair crowd wanted the charge. Instead, they'll call the block, and it's against Sarah Claiborne. Sarah picked up her third, already team foul number four, with 6:42 remaining. Fresh 30 on the shot clock for Mineral Area, up by 14. 32-point lead down to 14, and then a turnover. A give-and-go off the inbound, but miscommunication. Winter throwing it into Josie Long. Josie trying to bounce it back to Winter, but Winter went the opposite way. That's turnover number 19 for the Mack Lady Cardinals. It's getting ugly here in the fourth. Roadrunners on the offensive end. Danae Cole, she attacks from straight on. Spins past Janika Mason. Teardrop floater doesn't go. Courtney Keekek with the board. Good position to get that rebound. And State Fair goes over the back. Ajana Oaks, that's the fifth against State Fair. We're going to see a lot of free throws being shot down the stretch here, I do believe. Already putting Mineral Area in the bonus. Oaks picks up her fourth foul. And the shooter is going to be Courtney Keekek. Keekek, one of two from the line tonight. She's been hovering just below 70% on the year. 69.1 entering the day. 6:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. Courtney puts up the free throw and missed it off back rim. Just have this uneasy feeling here in this fourth quarter. With plenty of time left, it's 6:30 to go. State Fair has rallied. State Fair scored 19 points in that third quarter. Here in the fourth, they've scored 10 compared to Mineral Area's 2. That free throw is good. from Courtney Kekek, and Mineral Area has not hit a field goal yet in the fourth quarter. All good points have been from the free throw line. 61-46, back to a 15-point advantage. Near side corner, the pass is to Claiborne. Claiborne swings it out left wing to Sarah Claiborne. Both Claibornes are on the floor. Penetrating kick, right wing. Thelma Williams attacks, teardrop floater, banked it in, high off glass. Good touch by Thelma Williams. 61-48. Lady Cardinals trading passes to break the press this time. 2-1-2 full court press. Haley Winter almost gave it up again. She held on to it, passed it into the front court for Kenzie Jones. Jones has it between the circles. 15 on the shot clock. Throws a right wing for Josie Long. Long bounces one right block for Janika Mason. Spins off of Dickerson, and Dickerson fouled her. Zanesha can argue she got all ball and doesn't win the argument, and it puts Janika right back at the stripe, where tonight she is 2 of 2. That patented spin move for Janika Mason, a little drop step spin past her post defender. It's been great before her all season long. Zanesha picks up her first foul. First free throw from Janika Mason is good. 15 points for Mason tonight. She averages 19.2. 62-48. Mason hits both free throws. 63-48. State Fair Roadrunners with 5:45 to play in the fourth quarter. Mineral Area backs up in the half court.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicki, the artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork. Do your repair quickly and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
That was 63-52. Mineral Area College still leads, but State Fair Roadrunners are on the comeback right now. Lady Cardinals break through the pressure, and Josie Long will miss from 10 feet on the jump shot. And the rebound of the State Fair Roadrunners with 4:14 to play. And all of a sudden, the State Fair Roadrunners are within 11 points. They try transition three. Baseline doesn't go. Lady Cardinals fighting each other for the board. Josie Long gets it, but she passed it across, and it was intercepted by Zanisha Dickerson. Dickerson missed from underneath, and then a foul going to be called against the Mac and Lady Cardinals. This has been unbelievable. State Fair Roadrunners are playing like a much different team down the stretch here in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left to play. Josie turned it over there for Mac, 20th time that they have given it up. State Fair will hand down. Haley Winter was called for that last foul. It was on the floor, and Haley picked up her fourth. All of a sudden, because not hitting shots, State Fair is, and Mac is turning it over up the inbound. The deep three missed for Oaks. Rebound Courtney Kekek. Kekek passes up ahead to Haley Winter. Still, the Lady Cardinals are playing out of control. Into the front court comes Winter, throws it near side corner.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had, anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Hey sports fans, this is Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Best Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Best Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, Social Security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Well, the State Fair Roadrunners are on a run right now. Fourth quarter, State Fair has outscored Mineral Area 19-5. And that has made a 32-point deficit for State Fair all the way down to 8. 63-55, the Lady Cardinals hold the advantage still, but they have been held to without a field goal this entire fourth quarter, and there's 2 minutes and 25 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. So State Fair has got it going. They've forced Mineral Area into over 20 turnovers for the game, and the Lady Cardinals look a little bit snake-bitten right now. We're in the midst of a Gary Kuck timeout. Plenty of time left for the State Fair Roadrunners. They just got a big three-pointer from Zanisha Dickerson, her first of the game. So Zanisha started very cold. She is red hot right now. She's taken over in the second half. 12 points for Dickerson in the second half, 14 for the game. It is Mineral Area ball, leading by 8, 63-55. If you'd have told me Mac would be up by 8 points, 63-55, with 2:25 left, I would have taken it, but not after leading by 32 points. Mineral Area gives it up on the inbound, and State Fair is back the other way. Pull-up jumper, right elbow. Thelma Williams just made it a 6-point game. Pull-up jumper from 15 feet. Thelma Williams at 63-57. 2 minutes left to go. Kenzie Jones caught in the double team again. Just got away from a held ball. Throws it right wing for Haley Winter. Mineral Area trying not to give up an ultimate collapse in this ball game. Haley's got a top of the key, crosses over, stops left elbow, swings it out left wing. Kenzie drives, kicks it right baseline for Courtney Kiket. Up top, Josie Long, 5 seconds to shoot. Dribble weave handoff, Haley Winter. Winter knifes down the middle of the lane, layup, good, and one. A big basket for Haley Winter and the Mineral Area Cardinals. That'll put Haley at the free throw line. Why not have it be Haley Winter? She's been doing it all game long. That was absolutely critical. And just now, Matt gets their first field goal of the fourth quarter. It comes at the 1 minute, 38-second mark, 65-57. The foul called against Sarah Claiborne, her fourth. Mineral Area has been in the bonus for most of this fourth quarter. Winner at the free throw line, missed, in and out, no good. So it stays 65-57. State Fair Roadrunners get the board. They come across the timeline. Zanisha Dickerson has it. She's got it right wing, lobs it inside. Sarah Claiborne turns around to face up, and as she swings it out, she throws it right to Courtney Kikek. State Fair's only turned it over a couple times in the second half, but that was a big one. And then Sierra Claiborne comes over and fouls Courtney Kikek at about center court. 1 minute, 20 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. And not quite yet time to breathe the sigh of relief, but boy, did Haley Winter need that last bucket and then the miss for State Fair on the other side. Now the Lady Cardinals have to hit free throws. Courtney at the stripe, where she is 2 of 4 tonight. Mack held the lead at one point at 53-21. Since then, they've been outscored 36-12. Courtney misses the first free throw. 1:20 remaining. Score still 65-57 Mineral Area. They've never trailed, and Courtney goes 1 of 2 that time. Stays 50% on the night. 9-point lead, Mineral Area, 66-57. State Fair in the front court. Dickerson throws up a wild three. She just jacked that one from the corner with a hand right in her face. Wouldn't even look at the basket, and Mineral Area gets the board. Cardinals will take that. That was a bad shot and a bad idea. Dickerson has triggered the comeback, but she might have given up any hope they had at completing it right there. Lady Cardinals have it on the offensive end now, and they're controlling clock. State Fair not fouling. Haley Winter, near side corner. Winter steps inside from the right wing, drives, fakes the outlet pass, and then tried to finish. She got fouled in the process of doing that, so it'll be Haley right back to the line. Haley Winter was perfect from the stripe at 6 of 6 until her last attempt. She's now 6 of 7 from the free throw line tonight. The foul called against Gerson, her second. And Haley Winter will shoot 2 this time around. What a wild game it turned out to be, with Mineral Area giving up the big lead. Didn't quite give it up all the way. State Fair got all the way back to within 6, though, after trailing by 32 points. First free throw missed from Winter. The next one is good to make it a 10-point game, 67-57 with 46 seconds remaining. Now the Lady Cardinals are going to pressure a little bit. Give State Fair a taste of their own medicine. We haven't seen a whole lot of Lady Cardinal press tonight. State Fair, though, gets through it on the dribble with Danae Cole. Cole throws it near side corner. Claiborne for 3, buried that one. 7-point game. Timeout, Kevin Booker. Well, State Fair couldn't buy a basket in that first half. Now all of a sudden, everything's going down. 37 seconds remaining. State Fair is within 7. It'll be Mack Ball when we come back in 30 seconds. It's Mack Basketball on J98 The Boot.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
67 to 60, Mineral Area out in front of this one. Again, at one point, Mineral Area was up top 53-21. 39 points later for State Fair and just 14 points later for Mineral Area. State Fair has outscored Mineral Area 39-14 since then. Unbelievable run in this second half for the Roadrunners, but they may run out of time. 37.1 remains, and it will be Mack Ball. Big three-pointer was just made by Claiborne to knock a 10-point deficit down to 7 for State Fair. Lady Cardinals trying to send the Roadrunners to their third straight Region 16 loss going into the Region 16 tournament, and it would be State Fair's first home loss of the season on the women's side. Cardinals have it, and they inbound it to Haley Winter, and immediately Haley Winter gets fouled. Typically, I'd say that's the last one you'd want to foul, and one of the last ones you'd want to foul for Mineral Area, except that she has missed 2 of her last 3 attempts. Overall, though, tonight, she is 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Has 21 points in tonight's game and was 75% coming into it. The foul was on Oaks. Her night is done. She is fouled out of the contest. Ends up with 3 points. She hit a three-pointer in the second quarter. Haley Winter, some much-needed free throws right now. She hits the first one. Another 20-plus point performance for Haley tonight. 68-60. And now the second one to put it back in the 9-point margin. Winter gets the friendly roll. So it goes 69-60, Mineral Area. State Fair scored 60 last time they played the Mack Lady Cardinals. And I said earlier it would take a great fourth quarter for them to get to that point again this time, and they've had the great fourth quarter. There's a drive left side. The layup doesn't go, and the loose ball goes out of bounds. It's to Mineral Area College with 25 seconds remaining. Inbound Janika Mason. They'll foul Janika right away. Thelma Williams will pick that one up. So now Janika gets to take the long walk down the floor. Janika is 4-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. Has 16 points, two of them here in the fourth quarter. Mineral Area still with just one field goal in the fourth. That one coming from Haley Winters. Layup and and-one opportunity that she could not convert. Janika gets the ball with 23 seconds left and puts it up and hits it. 70-60 Mineral Area. 23.6 on the clock. Lady Cardinals look like they have weathered this storm that is State Fair. But they very well could meet again. Mason missed the back end. 10-point game. Here come the State Fair Roadrunners. Danae Cole gives it up. Claiborne, left wing, three. That one missed. Rebound, Thelma Williams. She brings it back outside. Throws it back over to Sarah Claiborne for three. It doesn't go. Offensive rebound. Stick back doesn't go from Danae Cole. This time, Kikek with the defensive board, and she gets fouled with 8.3 remaining. Whew. What a fourth quarter. Lady Cardinals are going to go to 22-5 and 9-1 in Region 16 play, with the only hiccup being at Mulberry early in the Region 16 schedule. Courtney at the free throw line on the other side as Sarah Claiborne has now fouled out. Sarah Claiborne did not score in the game after averaging 5.4 on the season. It was Sierra of the two Claibornes that did the most damage of those two anyway. Free throw good there from Courtney Kikek. She makes two in a row for the first time tonight. It puts the lead at 11 points for Mineral Area, 71-60. The next one is good too. 72-60, Mineral Area leads. State Fair inbounds, Zanisha Dickerson, a lob into the front court, Thelma Williams. She'll turn and shoot the three. Josie Long put a hand in her face, and she banked it in with 3.1 on the clock. 72-63, the score. Mineral Area inbounds, and they can finally let the rest of the clock tick off. Mineral Area has beaten State Fair for the first time at their place this season, and for the second time overall, State Fair takes their first home loss, and their homecoming is spoiled, at least for the women. Final score, 72-63. We'll come back in 2 minutes with post-game wrap-up on J98 The Boot.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicky, the artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork. Do your repair quickly and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Mineral Area College sees a 32-point lead dwindle all the way down to 6 before they get it back in gear at least a little bit to pull out the victory, 72-63. So that puts Mac at 22-5 on the season, 9-1 in Region 16 play, and undefeated in MCCAC conference play. top seed in the region was already in their pocket before tonight, and the conference championship was already locked up as well. But getting a sweep over a state-ranked team, or a nationally ranked team, excuse me, will certainly help Mineral Area's cause moving forward and has their psyche up going into the Region 16 tournament, although the slow fourth quarter didn't help that. 27-14, State Fair outscored Mineral Area in the fourth quarter. The rest of the game, Mineral Area was pretty much in control, 15-10 in the first, 24-7 in the second. They played to a 19-19 tie in that third quarter, but Mineral Area never did trail, so the lead never changed hands, and there was never any ties either except for when it was 0-0. Leading the way for Mineral Area College, the Unico Bank player of the game, Haley Winter tonight, 24 points, and when Mineral Area needed to stop State Fair's run and finally get a field goal, in fact, the only field goal of that fourth quarter, Haley Winter was the one who provided. So 24 points, including three threes tonight. She was big. She's our Unico Bank player of the game. Unico Bank cares about you like family. Unico Bank banking with people like you. 18 points for Courtney Kikak tonight. She was solid first half and second half. 17 points for Janika Mason, just consistent all the way through. 9 points for Josie Long, most of her damage coming in that first half. 3 points for Kinsey Jones and 1 point for Rafaela. The only bench player to score for Mineral Area in this game was Rafaela, going 1 of 2 from the free throw line. With Janika Mason, 17 points, by the way. It is her 30th straight double-digit scoring game. Congratulations to her, two-time NJCAA Player of the Week this year. On the State Fair side of things, they were led by Thelma Williams. She started pouring it in the second half. She ended up with 19 points for the contest. Other scores for State Fair, 14 points from Zanisha Dickerson, 12 of those coming in the second half, 11 points for Sierra Claiborne, 5 points for Kendra Boone, 4 points for Lamar, 4 points for Ware, 3 points for Oaks, 2 points for Cole, and 1 point for Braxton. Todd Cuck is set to join us here shortly. He's making his way up here for the post-game interview. Then we'll have the men's game coming up for you next. The Mineral Area men can share the conference championship with a win over State Fair tonight. If State Fair wins, they would share the conference championship. And then also if State Fair wins, they would get the 3 seed in the Region 16 tournament. Let's step aside for 1 minute, and we'll come back with Coach Gary Cuck right after this on J98 The Boot.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Hey sports fans, this is Bill Biss, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Biss Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Biss Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Biss, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
Post game on KTJJ, Farmington Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, Park Hills. Mineral Area's women spoil the State Fair homecoming tonight, 72-63. Todd Cuck is with us now, MAC assistant coach. Coach Cuck, let's start with the good. At one point, you held a 32-point lead in this game. You were shooting over 50% from the field throughout the first half and close to 50% through three quarters. You had another poor quarter, and it comes in the fourth where they get back into the ball game. But overall, you sweep a nationally ranked team this year. You've beaten State Fair. This is the first time that they've lost on their home floor all year long. This really is a big win for your program here tonight.
Well, it is a big win, and we talked about it, a couple times during this week as far as earning respect in this region and nationally. The rankings, even though we don't, rest our hats on the rankings, reflected that people in the country thought State Fair was still better than us, even though we had beaten them at our place, and they had lost to Crowder, and we swept Crowder and whatnot. So
And Jeffco.
So we talked about earning respect, and we needed to really get after them and make a statement, and we made a statement for three quarters and then just blew it.
But a lot of the games this season, there's been that one quarter where you can't get it right. And credit State Fair because You know, they went to a pressing, trapping defense that was giving you fits. And, I mean, it was turnover after turnover after turnover there for a while that allowed them to get back into the game. But that fourth quarter was tough to watch. You only ended up with one field goal in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was tough to watch. And because we're smarter than that, we're better prepared than that, and it shouldn't have happened the way it did. If the referees aren't going to call the fouls that actually were obvious, but if they aren't going to call them, then you got to adjust and play, you know, harder. You got to play more physical, more deliberate. What we were doing is we were picking up our dribble or stopping and letting the defense get set and get in the trap instead of having quick ball movement, which we had discussed doing, sending a person behind the trap, then throw to that person that's behind the trap, and then advance the ball quickly that way. And because when you're in a trap, you should have, you know, one man advantage somewhere on the floor. Even if that person's behind the trap and that's your advantage, then what they can do is then dribble the ball up the floor until defense adjusts to them, and then you got to send somebody again back to the ball and pass and go to the passes. And we weren't going to the passes, we weren't getting behind the trap, we were holding the ball too much, and it just got us into trouble. And I don't believe they ever got a 10-second call, but you know, there were several of those that were close. Yeah. Also, because we were having issues.
Some of your other trouble this year, and it's hard to say you've had trouble because here you are now with 22 wins on the season, but some of your other trouble this year has been getting off to slow starts. That wasn't the case tonight. You got out to a great start, and it's a good thing you did.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I think you and I talked about after the last game, is what we were looking ahead to at this game. And I said it didn't matter if we came out blazing, but that we wanted to come out and do good things to build confidence. And we more or less came out blazing and got confidence. And then our confidence got rattled later in the game. I thought our gals were frustrated, not only with their play, but, the way that the game was going both for and against them. But, it is a win, and we got to be happy about that.
Haley Winter led you in scoring tonight, and she was the only one who was able to get a field goal for you in that fourth quarter. So, obviously, she was our player of the game. I thought her last few games she'd been a little bit more of a distributor for you, which is great. Nothing wrong with that. But tonight she took on more of a scoring role and showed that when she wants to be, she can be one of the better scorers in this region too.
Sure, and that was it. They were they started off, it seemed like, using whoever was guarding her more – you know, more for help, and our girls were doing a good job of finding her when she was open. So, I thought she took a lot of good shots tonight, not bad decision shot-wise. And a lot of times it seems like when gals know that they're taking shots that we've coached them to take or that's in our philosophy of a good shot, it does seem to build confidence and get them going makes them better shooters, I guess, is the end result.
In two games against State Fair this year, Courtney Kikak has combined for 38 points. She had 18 tonight. Something about State Fair that gets her fired up, or did she just happen to play well on two different nights against this team?
I don't think it's anything that gets her fired up about State Fair necessarily, but she does know that she's getting Dickerson when Dickerson's in the game, and I think she takes some pride in that. And she really had Dickerson's number again tonight, and Dickerson scored a few points in that fourth quarter late. She had done a real good job on her first three quarters. So, she got in a little bit of foul trouble and got a little bit softer on her. So Dickerson got a few more baskets. But I thought she did an outstanding job defensively as well as contributing the 18 points.
She absolutely did. And then my last thing is Janika Mason. Now this is 30 straight games for her where she's gotten in double figures dating all the way back to last year. Not sure you were aware of that or not, but when you look at that in its entirety, it's pretty impressive. All the games this year, she's hit double figure scoring.
Well, I did not realize that. And when you said 30 games, I'm like, hey, wait, we didn't play 30 games this year. So, that is accomplishment for her. And we knew her freshman year, I mean, she was playing behind some good sophomores, but she was very capable, and we rewarded her with a starting job in the regional tournament last year, and she proved us right.
Are you worried at all that State Fair maybe has figured something out against you with that little fourth quarter push that they're going to use for you or set a blueprint for other teams to use against you in the Region 16 tournament? Or are you confident that you'll be able to do better against that type of defense in the future?
We'll do better. We'll watch film, and show them where people need to be and what needs to happen, and we'll be prepared for it.
Well, I'd already talked to Coach Kelk about you'd won the conference coming into it already, and this game didn't really mean anything for the Region 16 standings. It was already set going into next week. But you do sweep State Fair, and you, I guess, maybe have that mental edge over them going into the Region 16 tournament. What did this mean? This win really mean, though?
Well, we really had a goal of doing what we did for the first three quarters, and that's building a big lead to, maybe – have State Fair doubt themselves and their ability, having just come off that Jeffco loss. And we had done what our goal was for three quarters, and then the wheels fell off. So they're going to have some confidence that they can play with anybody. We didn't take that away from them like we wanted to. And, we gave up 46 points in the second half after giving up 17 or 18 in the first half. You just can't do that. I don't care who you're playing. So we're going to have to get our defense better.
How much can a sweep over a nationally ranked team like this help the possibility of an at-large bid should you not win the region? Do you know?
Well, I don't know, and I doubt it helps at all because the way the system is set up now, it is very tough to crack into the Kansas, Texas, Florida schools. We'll get all the at-large bids. It's set up so they generally will. Year in, year out, and it's shaped up this way. I don't even remember who dropped out of the rankings in Florida this current week, but what they do, they replaced him with another Florida team, and they might even place that other Florida team that wasn't ranked ahead of us. So there's no at-large. We're going to have to go earn it.
So you better win that Region 16 tournament the next week, huh?
We got to win that and then go win a district
yep.
game.
Absolutely, Coach. We appreciate it. Good luck in the Region 16 tournament in Joplin. We'll see you there on Thursday.
All right, Glenn, we'll see you Thursday.
Todd Kelk here on J98. The Boot Mineral Area survives a late scare from State Fair and wins at 72-63. And that's just half of our coverage here tonight from Sedalia, as the men's teams are going to take the floor here in about 10 minutes. Opening tip-off coming up in 10 minutes for that one. But what that does for your Region 16 final standings, we'll talk about that when we come back in 2 minutes as well on J98, The Boot.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, Social Security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
This will be our final segment talking about the women's basketball game. Then coming up, we're going to start our pregame coverage for the men's contest, which is still about 8 minutes away here on Kickin' Country J98 The Boot. We're just going to take one final look at the Region 16 basketball standings on the women's side here as the Lady Cardinals finish on top. Now 9-1 in the region, 22-5 overall, and conference champs for the 24th ranked Lady Cardinals. State Fair loses their third straight Region 16 contest going into the Region 16 tournament. Maybe their confidence will be down a little bit, but that fourth quarter, I think, is going to bring that confidence back up a little bit going into the tournament. I think they're still going to be the team to be reckoned with outside of Mineral Area. But State Fair 6-4. Moberly finished 6-4 for third place in the region. Crowder finished 4-6. Jefferson finished 3-7. And Three Rivers finished 2-8. State Fair takes their first home loss of the season this year, and it's the Mac Lady Cardinals who hand it to them. And that's always a sweet feeling when you can come out here and beat them on their home floor and then throw in that it was homecoming as well. That makes it that much more special. Final score, the Mac Lady Cardinals get it done over the State Fair Lady Roadrunners, 72-63. Despite nearly blowing a 32-point lead, they win the game by 9 points. And now we switch it over to the men's contest. We start your pregame coverage next for State Fair Mineral Area Men's Edition. That's 2 minutes from now on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LL...